Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on compassion together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A Prayer for Compassion Toward Others This Easter Season, written by Alicia Searle, read by Leah Gerard. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Psalm 145, 8 through 9. While the dictionary defines the word compassion as having sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering and misfortunes of others, the Bible's definition goes a bit deeper than that. That would make sense, since our God takes our literal meaning of words in the world and marks them with unprecedented and oftentimes controversial meaning. Whereas the world views compassion as an emotion or a feeling, the Bible commands us to take that emotion and act upon it. Psalm 86:15 says our God is a God of compassion, the kind of compassion filled with grace and mercy, the kind of compassion that endures long-suffering and promotes healing, the kind of compassion that places someone else's needs above our own, the kind of compassion that Psalm 145:8 tells us is slow to anger and rich in love. We see that compassion transpire all throughout his word. In the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15:20 tells us that the father was so moved by compassion that he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Ruth had compassion for her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth 1:16-17 tells us she chose to venture back with her to Bethlehem, even though it was a dangerous trek. Elijah was met by a compassionate widow in 1 Kings 17:7-16, who fed him in her home without having much herself. Countless other biblical stories demonstrate compassion toward others, even through difficult times. Biblical compassion exudes kindness. It extends forgiveness. It's humble and patient and bears one another's burdens, as we read in Ephesians 4:32, Colossians 3:1, and Galatians 6:2. Essentially, it's selfless. Fellow brothers and sisters, we get to experience this sacred and perfect compassion during the Easter season. as we relive the story of God's great love and his heart for all mankind, reflected in John 3:16. This compassion is what gives us hope. That's because God's compassion is not only infinite, but eternal. And that is worth sharing. Let's pray. Gracious and good Father, we are ever so humbled by your acts of compassion for us. From the many beautiful examples you share with us in your word, to the promise of compassion you give us in Psalm 145, 8 through 9. Your love is so great, pure, and holy. We thank you for your gift of compassion this Easter, and especially the beautiful meaning of eternal life it brings. Lord Jesus, you demonstrated such great compassion throughout your life, in your teachings, in the work of your healing hands, in the mercy of your miracles, all the way to your final breath. And you call us to do the same, to look upon the suffering of others with a spirit of compassion. You tell us to feed the hungry, help those in trouble, care for the sick, and to shine a light in the darkness. Please help us to love and show compassion as you so beautifully demonstrated for us. Easter time also bears forth a profound reminder of the suffering you endured for our salvation and redemption. And while this image often breaks our hearts, it's a solemn reminder that you know great pain and therefore can understand the nature of our own suffering. This compassion becomes quite personal. So as we ponder that, it gives us a chance to posture our heart to give you our thanks and praise. God, due to your overwhelming compassion, we ask that you give us opportunities to share that with others this Easter. Open our minds and soften our hearts to not only embrace the feeling of compassion, but to act upon it with intentionality. Help us spread kindness, lend an attentive ear or a helping hand, offer a word of encouragement, and grant the gift of forgiveness. Please show us a path toward compassion. As we gather with family and friends, open our eyes to help us see the needs of others. Help us meet them with gentleness and sympathetic hearts. Allow us to be your hands and feet this Easter as we mimic your love and compassion toward those who may be hurting and in need of the hope and the healing that the Easter message brings. Thank you for your unceasing compassion, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.